Today we're going to learn Siman Taf Nun Vav, Shir Kamas Lishas HaMatzos. Sif Aleph L'Machaber says, Ein Lashen L'Pesach Isa Gedola Mishir Chala. When you make the dough for the matzah, you need to make sure that you don't make more than the Shir Chala at one time. V'shehi Arba'im V'shalosh Beitzim V'chomash Beitza Beinonim V'huisaron, which is the amount of 43 and 1/5 Beitza. And this is how you measure it. You don't measure it by weight, you measure it by volume. Yamale kli mayim, fill up a cup of water, viara mayim imenu lekli achar, pour it into another cup. V'achach yitein arba m'shalosh beitzim, then take 43 eggs, v'yachzer bo hamayim she'er mimenu, v'hamayim she'yivatru yitnim bekli achar, pour back whatever water was in the cup, and any water that doesn't fit in the cup, pour into another kli. V'akli yamachzak osam hu amida l'malosa mikemach, and that extra water, that's how much you should fill with flour. V'amida mechukav lo gedusha, it should not be completely packed down. Vish of flour. V'shiur mikemachita mitzvahs chamesh meos eser mederei mitzrayim bekerev. That's some type of measurement that they had. And the Ramat says, v'lo yitchak hakemach b'mida, you shouldn't push it down and shove it in. Dim ken lo yalash yafa, because then it won't mix well with the water. Tov lom b'shas nesinas hakemach l'mida shosa l'shem mitzvah. When you do this, even when you're measuring it, you should say that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah explains, why is it that you can't do more than this amount of flour when you are mixing it with water? He says, because the whole way that we prevent the dough from becoming chametz is by doing a lot of asek with it. We're constantly working with it with our hands. So if you have too much dough, too much flour, so then the asek is not going to work. The chachamim were mesha'er. They estimated that that is the amount that a person is able to work with his hands, to make sure that it's constantly moving, as opposed to more than that, which he will not be able to do. So therefore, because that's what it's based on, Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Yashiv both say that when it comes to machine matzah, so then, since it's not a halacha, it's not a din or a kabbalah or anything like that, it's just an estimate of the chachamim, so then by machines, which are constantly moving, no matter how much you put in there, you can use even more flour when making machine matzah. And even when you're doing with your hand, if there are two people that are working on it, so then you'd be able to do more. So when you have a lot of people working on it, more would be allowed. And Rav Yashiv says it's the same thing. So even though Rav Yashiv says that since there is a day when they've shown him that it was takanas chachamim, so there's a hider to try not to do it, Still, there's a lot of room to be mekel bizman hazeh, especially by machine matzah, that you could do more at once, especially if there's not going to be enough matzah if you do such a small amount every time. Siv beis, im lash yoser mishir zeh mutter b'diavet. If you do more, so then b'diavet it's going to be mutter. And the reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, because we say that, even though we say that the asek, the movement with your hands, doesn't work by such a large amount, still, it's no worse than if you put it the Isa without any Asak at all, which we're going to see that B'di'eved, it's going to be Mutter anyway. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you did this B'mezid, it's going to be okay. And the Mishnah Berurah also adds a B'yameinu, there's not as much to be concerned about, especially if you're not going to have enough matzah. Sif Gimel, Afal Pisha Ein Modedin Kemach B'yom Tov Lalash B'yom Tov Shal Pesach She'en Lashin Isa Gedol Meisar Mutter Limdod. Even though in general you're not allowed to measure flour on Yom Tov in order to make challah or something like that, because it doesn't really affect the mitzvah, since it's not a tzorach hapas, and the bread won't be ruined if you don't have the exact amount, so the chachamim weren't matir you to measure exact amounts. But by Pesach, where there is a need to measure an exact amount, because you're not allowed to do more than that, so then we allow it. Some say that it's usher to do so, and that is a minog, should try not to measure, even for that purpose.